Welcome to episode 5 of Autograph Weekly.
Hey everybody, this is Todd Merritt from Tech News Today. You're listening to Autograph Weekly.
You're now tuned into the most entertaining, informative, and downright kick-ass autograph show that has ever existed. Here's Zane Savage and Double S with Autograph Weekly.
What's going on, autograph collectors? I'm Stacey Schaefer.
And I'm Zane Savage, and you're listening to Autograph Weekly, where we will feed your autograph addiction every week until Beavis and Butthead win an Emmy. So guys, I want to remind you, we're not going to have a keyword today. No, we're going to have a key question. But you still have to listen to the entire podcast to know that question. It's going to be hidden somewhere. You got to find it. And when you do find it, go to Facebook and post the answer. Or guys, we've gotten some complaints saying, hey, I don't have Facebook. I don't like Facebook. What can I do to enter your contest? If you don't have Facebook, we prefer Facebook. But if you don't have it, you can send it to autographweekly@gmail.com and your entry will still count. So, let's move on to the return recap. Stacy, what did you get?
Actually, Zane, it was a pretty impressive week for me this past week. 31 total returns this week, so pretty epic number there. Also got 50 more requests sent out this week, so numbers should still keep pop coming in here, so look forward to that. So anyway, to the what I got this week, we'll go through a few of these. Start off with John Kasser, who was the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt. Got 3 photos from him signed, so that was a pretty sweet return. Took almost probably 4 months, but it was well worth the wait on that. It was a pretty awesome return. Also got my co-host future wife this past week as well, Felicia Day. Got all 4 photos that I sent to her signed, and more from her will come up here later as well.
Where'd you get that address?
Some guy named Zane Savage.
That's right, Zane Savage's private address is strikes again. I'm awesome. Go ahead.
All right, moving on. Next one was a Via Venue success. This was pretty awesome. Michelle Williams signed 1 photo from me. Sent 2, but only got 1 of them back. But I got the one back that I wanted to. It was a Dawson's Creek photo. So one of my guilty pleasures growing up was watching that show. So anyway. But the venue was to the movie that she's working on now, the new Wizard of Oz project that they're working on, Oz the Great and Powerful. So always awesome to get those venue returns back because it don't happen too often. Up next, got Tony Bennett this week, the legendary musician, signed 2 photos. One of those was pretty awesome. It was with the late Amy Winehouse, so that was a cool addition. Oh, let's see. Also got Eva Mendez this week as well, signed a trading card that I sent to an address on StarTag. I don't think it had been tested for a little while, so I was happy to get that back.
Eva Mendez.
I'm going to say Eva.
I think it's Eva.
You're right, but
it's
part of my gimmick now. I got to pronounce these names wrong because people got to give me crap about it.
So you're like Tennessee Valley. You got to pronounce. There's a guy in the YouTube community, really great guy. His name's Tennessee Valley, and he hadn't been keeping up with baseball in a while. And he got a success, or no, he didn't get a success. He got a fan pack from St. Louis, and he said, "Who's this Albert Pujols?" Pulges? I can't pronounce that name, so we give him heck all the time. Anyways, that's off topic. Go ahead, Stacy. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Alrighty, a couple others here real quick. Let's see here. I got the president and CEO of G4 this week, Neil Piles. Just mentioning that because I got a nice little note from his secretary or whoever's in charge of sending his stuff out. I got a response from them telling me to email them. They're going to send me some nice G4 swag. So looking forward to see what I get out of that. And the last one I'll go over I got today, which was pretty awesome. I got the Farrelly Brothers today. Signed 2 DVD covers for me. Kingpin and There's Something About Mary. Both brothers signed both DVDs and they added movie quotes on. They added a movie quote on each one, which is pretty cool. We got on there Something About Mary. They added, "We've got a bleeder." And then on Kingpin, on the back of the DVD cover, they asked, they put the quote, "Who do you think you are, Alfred Einstein?" So cool, cool inscriptions to get the, and successes from the Farrelly brothers. So like I said, it was a real solid week for me, huge number wise, and got big number requests going out again this week. So what about you, Zane?
Well, first off, I'm like extremely jealous of the Farrelly brothers' success. I mean, that's awesome. Like, I, you showed those in your video and I'm like, I want. So how long did those take?
That took quite a while, because those were the, neither one of those were any kind of project related stuff. So I believe those, I'm going to say shortly after I moved into my, the house that I'm in now. So that would have been back, I'm going to guess it was either probably March.
Wow.
So it was a pretty decent wait, but
it'd be
well
cool.
Worth it.
It'd be pretty cool to send them a baseball to get signed by both of them, but that's what I'm thinking of. Anyways, my stuff, what did I get in this week? I'm going to go through my list real fast. I got a lot of big names too, but just some of the bigger ones. Alan Greenspan, yes, the head of the Federal Reserve. I don't think he is anymore, but he signed two book plates for me. Bob Costas, possibly the most legendary broadcaster in our generation. He signed three of three photos, which is awesome. Jerry West signed everything I sent, which is kind of unheard of because he's usually known as a one or two item signer if he signs at all. But he's promoting this new book, guys. So if you haven't wrote to Jerry West, write him now because he's trying to promote his book and he's signing everything. He signed a photo for me. He signed two book plates for his new book. And he signed a piece of basketball, which is crazy. Donald Rumsfeld signed two book plates for me. I know I send out a lot of book plates. I'm getting a lot of crap about that. All you get is book plates now. But I really love book plates because I can buy the book and have a book plate bastard. If you don't know what that is, watch my YouTube videos. Next, I got Larry King again. I got him a couple weeks ago or a week ago. And I forgot to send him book plates, so I sent him a book plate to get signed, and he signed the book plate. But I also sent him two photos that I also needed signed, because the first one was kind of a test to see if he would sign at the private address that I found. And he did, and he signed these two photos. One photo is a Milk Mustache photo I needed for my Milk Mustache PC. I know, weird PC, but it's a cool PC in my opinion. And he signed a photo that was already signed by Donald Rumsfeld. So I have a Larry King, Donald Rumsfeld dual signed photo now, which is just totally awesome. Shirley Jones, one of the famous TV moms, she signed a photo for me, another Milk Mustache ad. That had been out there for about almost a year, so kind of surprised to see that come back in. And the last one, what probably my favorite success this week, was a kind of an awkward item. I sent to Wilford Brimley, and he signed one photo out of two photos. But I also sent him the packaging to a pack of Lancets. Lancets is what you use when you have diabetes. And it's let's be honest, it's diabetes testing supplies, which he hawks on TV. So he signed a diabetes testing supply box for me, which is awesome. So I have a Wilford Brimley signed diabetes testing supply box. I'm starting to get into weird, awkward items. They just, I don't know. They interest me. So I'm trying to get more creative as I go along. Anyways, those are the highlights from my my week. Very good week. Not really in quantity, but more in quality. So let's move on to Geek Week. Mr. Stacey Schaefer, what did you get for Project Geek Week this week?
Actually, a pretty solid week. Once again, four returns, which brings me up to 13 out of the 69, I believe, that are in the set. With, I think there was some new, he released a few more new cards this last couple weeks. I think it's up to 69 now. Who I got? I got Fred Siebert, Morgan Webb from G4. She also signed a couple other photos for me as well, which was nice. Marion Call. And I got, as I mentioned before, my co-host, future wife, Felicia Day, signed her Geek Week card for me. So,
damn right.
Very solid week once again in those. So still haven't caught up to my co-host yet, but I'm getting there. And what about yourself?
Well, excuse me while I do take my pants off. I'm not kidding. I'm taking my pants off during this podcast because my belt is killing me. I guess I could take my bell off. Well, for the Geek of Week, I got pretty much the same as you. I got Felicia Day. Well, I did get the same as you. Felicia Day, Fred Siebert, Morgan Webb, and Marion Call.
See, that's why I figured you were taking your pants off, because we had too much Felicia Day talk.
You know, you say Felicia Day too many times, and they would have been off already, because I do have a thing for Felicia Day. I admit it. She's amazing. But, yeah, I got to take my pants off, because I'm dying. But we do want to get to the news, so while you go ahead and talk about your news event, I'm going pantsless. So go ahead and tell us about your news event.
That's just not a very good image on this part, but anyway.
Hey, just be happy we haven't converted to video podcast yet. Go ahead with your news.
All right, on to the news. Not a lot of news this week. The one thing I'm going to cover is Tim Tebow. He actually just re-signed or renewed his exclusive memorabilia deal with Palm Beach Autographs, which is a local company that he's been with since graduating from Florida. Most of the stuff they host is public signing events and all the stuff he does down in Florida, and all of everything that they do helps benefit his Tim Tebow Foundation. So just wanted to pass that along real quick, letting you guys know that he actually re-signed. And he didn't re-sign with a big company. He didn't sign with Upper Deck or Panini or anything. It's sticking with his local people, so that's kind of cool. All right, and what do you got for the news, Zane?
Well, if you guys haven't heard, this is going to affect all of us soon. For the year 2012, the Post Office has released new stamp rates. Yes, that's right. The stamp rates are going up. Yay. I mean, it's about time for it to happen. It hasn't happened in a few years. Me and Stacy were talking about it. But it's only going up one penny for the normal stamp, so it'll be 45 cents instead of 44. And the cost of a postcard is going to go up to 32 cents. I believe it was 29 before. And the cost for letters to Canada or Mexico will be 85 cents. Now, the international letters that go like to England and stuff, that's going to go up to 105. Prices for the express mail and priority mail will stay the same, though. So those are going to go into effect in 2012. No specific date in 2012 yet, but I'm assuming it'll probably be early. But just a warning to everybody, there will be a little price hike. It shouldn't hurt us too bad. I mean, it's a couple cents here and there, but when you send out as many TTMs as we do, it definitely does affect you. So,
yeah, and I just want to add to that. It's not a huge deal to me either. I'm just kind of the point where they just need to do whatever they do so the post office can stay open, because we'll be in a lot of trouble if we don't have a post office to mail our stuff off, and this hobby would be in a lot of trouble as well. So.
Well, you know, we'd have to wait for teleportation, you know, and then we could teleport things to other people's houses, and that's just the way we have to do it.
It might be kind of weird to FedEx and UPS TTMs.
Yeah. That reminds me, when we do get teleportation, will there be hacking of the teleportation? So, let's say I'm obsessed with a certain person, and I want to meet this person. Will there be people crazy enough to hack into the other person's teleportation machine, kind of like a phone number, I guess it would be used like once it gets goes public, so people will hack in these teleportation machines and like automatically be at the other person's house, like the celebrity's house? You think that'll happen?
I don't know. All I gotta say is I don't think she's ever gonna be on this show.
I'm not saying it's her, dude. I'm just saying, that was a totally blanket statement. It was not about anybody specific. I'm saying that do you think we'll ever see teleportation hacking? I think that'd be pretty interesting. I don't know. It's something to think about. I think about that stuff. I'm a weird dude. Okay, so let's scrap all that stuff and move on to our Q&As, guys. We got a lot of questions this week to go over, so let's go ahead and get started. First, we got a question from Mr. Brandon Leonard, and he asked, do we ask for photos or send our own photos out? Stacy, you got an answer to that?
My answer, what I do now, basically, I send my own stuff now. Everything, I'm very big into the 4x6 photos now, so I send all that stuff, provide the postage. Nowadays, you just got to make it as easy for them as possible. Back when I first started doing this, years and years ago, I would send 8x10 envelopes with no photo or anything with it. And back in the day, you used to get a pretty good response for that. With that, people would probably 60-70% of the time send something back. But nowadays, if you want to increase your odds, it's best to include your own photos, whatever size, 4x6, 5x7, 8x10 cards or books or whatever you want to get signed. Just make sure the right amount of postage for them to send them back.
And a lot depends on the situation, because you have some celebrities who don't sign your photos. They will not sign anybody's photos they send them. They only sign pre-signed photos that they send you. So you can send as many photos as you want of yours, but they're not going to sign them. All you're going to get back is that one photo that they have pre-signed. So your best bet on that case, what I do, I don't even waste money on photos if I know that's going to happen. I think Tim Roth is that way. The celebrities sign a stack of photos and then give it to their secretary to put in their fan mail. So if you see that on Star Tiger or fanmail.biz, it's okay to just send like a couple index cards and say, "Will you sign my stuff?" Knowing that they're not going to sign that, but they will include that other piece. So for the most part, like Stacey said, yeah, you're going to want to include everything that you want them to sign. But if you know for some piece of information that, or if it says on their website, send a self-addressed stamped envelope and we'll provide the picture. Obviously, you don't have to send a picture of your own. But just play it by ear. Most of the time, you do need to provide everything, though. Let's move on to the next question. It's coming from Mr. Ben Martinez. He asks us, and me and Stacey talked about this before the show because it took us a while to figure them out, but what are your 5 most desired autographs? Go ahead, Stacey.
All right. Mine, I'm going to go a little different. I'm not going to... there's obvious names here. History names. I'm going to go with just some stuff here. Couple of tech people. Most of you guys know I'm huge into tech and following that stuff. One would definitely be the late great Steve Jobs, and another would be Mark Zuckerberg, because we all know Facebook is going to rule the world pretty soon. So don't see. I honestly, I don't think I've ever seen a Zuckerberg autograph anyway. So. That would be something nice to have. Entertainment-wise, huge Star Wars fan, so George Lucas would have to be one, and Steven Spielberg. Don't see a lot of those anymore either. Then I will go, obviously, with the sports one, I will say Jordan, because I've never owned a Jordan auto, and that was the ultimate athlete of my generation growing up. So,
but Stacey, you can go on eBay and get one for $8 right now. I'm sure it'll be fake.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you would sell me one for $2.
$7. I'll get you one. Go ahead. Sorry.
But those are 5. This is such a tough question. There's obvious people. Presidents, Kennedy, Lincoln, people like that, Nixon.
And I was talking
other historians. What's that?
I said I was talking to you before the podcast about Star Wars. He said brought up Star Wars, how he likes Star Wars, and he wanted to get Lucas's autograph. And I said, how about one of the rarest Star Wars autographs out there? And he said, what's that? I said, Sebastian Shaw. A lot of people don't know who Sebastian Shaw is, but Sebastian Shaw was the guy that was in Under the Mask in Episode 6. He was Darth Vader. But he died like in the early 90s, and his autograph is really rare. So that'd be another one up there. I don't know for you, but you said you're a Star Wars fan, so I'm sure any Star Wars fan would love to have that.
Yeah, that would be pretty epic. And one other one that I'll mention, this is another current. This is probably my favorite actor right now. That'd be Denzel Washington. It'd be pretty awesome to have something by him signed, something from him signed. So that is my list. Like I said, I'm going to leave out some of the obvious, real obvious stuff, because anybody who collects would want some of those names. That's just common. So
I'll cover one of those.
Yeah. All right. And what about your 5 most?
Well, I'll do these in order, best I can. I guess number 5 would be Steve Jobs, because he was an innovator, and I love Apple products. So we agreed on that one. Next, ooh, man, I guess I would have to go with Babe Ruth. I am putting him awful low on the list, but number four would have to be Babe Ruth. I mean, his autograph signifies the hobby. It's one of the most forged autograph, if not the most forged autograph out there. And to find a real one is pretty tough. So, yeah, I would love to have a Ruth autograph. After that, I'll probably have to go with Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers. I actually used to have his autograph. I had a signed two or three signed index cards personalized to me, but I sold them in my stupidity when I was 18 and moved out of my parents' house. So, yeah, I would really like to get one of those again. I've been on the prowl for one on eBay. Almost won one the other day, but still haven't got one yet. Next would be Rowan Atkinson, who plays Mr. Bean and my favorite movie, Johnny English. Johnny English 2 just came out, by the way. You should go watch it. It's pretty funny. I like British humor, so. But yeah, he's a comedic genius when it comes to like physical comedy, and if you've never seen a stand-up, you need to see that. I really want his autograph. He's one of the worst signers out there, so yeah. That's probably number two. Number one is, I've told everybody this, my number one autograph I want is Richard Feynman, probably the second smartest man in the past 150 years, next to Einstein. He was a genius. He was a crazy dude. If you don't know who Dick Feynman is, go to YouTube, type in Richard Feynman lectures, and you can listen to it all day. He's very entertaining. He basically takes physics and brings it down to a level where everybody can understand. And, I mean, this guy, he had orgies with his students in college. That's how crazy he was. There's a movie about him, but it does not do him justice. The movie's kind of, it's okay, but it doesn't get into his actual personality. Matthew Broderick plays him. But that would be my number one, because those run about $20,000 now, because he hated signing on autographs. So, yeah, about $20,000 for one of those. I won't be getting one of those anytime soon. All right, let's move on to the third question, since we're taking up so much time on these. Does it make you angry when celebs refuse to sign and write it in a handwritten note saying, "Hello, Mr. Savage, I refuse to sign this item, sincerely"? Or probably they usually don't even write sincerely, because that would be counted as an autograph. And that's from Autograph King 12. What do you think, Stacey?
I'm kind of mixed on this. I almost look at it almost as a success anyway, because, I mean, it is them writing something back to you. They might not give you the autograph or the signature. I've had in the past where they've initialed. I've gotten initials back. I'd have to go back and look. I can't remember. I've had a few of those where they've come back with a note, and then they've initialed it or something like that. So, I mean, this isn't a huge deal to me. I mean, it's their prerogative if they want to sign. I mean, you would think if they took the time to write the note, they could. But so we had this happen in the community today where somebody, I think it was Boss Hog, wasn't it, Zane?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That got a Medal of Honor return today. That was a Medal of Honor return.
It was a Medal of Honor return, and it literally said like, "I, I'm sorry, but I do not sign autographs." And then he signed his name.
Yeah, like, oh.
What?
Yeah, that's kind of funny, but like I said, this doesn't bother me as much as it bothers some people. I mean, you win some, you lose some. It's just, and like I said, I almost count it as a success if they take the time to. They're writing you a note, so, I mean, granted, they don't sign their name, but...
Yeah, and, you know, we're not obligated to have an autograph from that person. Like Stacey said, it's their prerogative if they want to sign or not. We have no obligation to get an autograph from that person, so everything that we get is basically generosity through TTMing. And once you start thinking of it as, well, this person owes me this autograph, you've gone off the deep end, my friend. That's not what this is about. This is about them signing stuff for us to I don't know, increase our fanhood of them, obviously, but also to give us something to enjoy from them. And if they don't have the time, or they have a contract with somebody and they can't sign, they can't sign. I mean, that's the end of it. I've got angry on videos for people not signing But that's very short term. That's when you open something, you expect an autograph, you don't get it. Of course, you're going to go, oh, God dang it. But, I mean, in the long run, you understand that you don't deserve that autograph. It's just it's something the other person is doing nice for you.
Yeah, just to follow up on that, and the number one reason for this is just the people that bombard these people, and as soon as they get this stuff, it goes up on eBay, it goes up somewhere else, and that's just people trying to make money off their name. And
they have a right
to have an issue with that.
Yeah, and we'll get kind of into that on people sending too much later on. And to add to this, I believe the Autograph Network, Mike, also had a question kind of similar, and that had to do with celebrities that refuse to sign items, certain items. Again, the celebrity has the right to sign anything they want to. If they refuse to sign an item, I know Vanna White refuses to sign Playboy stuff. That's the most recent thing going around. Didn't you send her a Playboy?
Yeah, me and Mike both sent the Playboy cover that she was in, plus two additional photos. Mike got his additional photos signed, but I did not. It came back with a note telling me that if I wanted him signed, to resend the other two photos, which was a little bizarre. But like I said, I mean, I'm the type that I'm not going to hold that against them. That's their prerogative. I mean, I can take 88 cents to send those two photos off if she's going to sign them, which, I mean, it's a little silly that she couldn't sign the other two photos, but I mean, like I said, it's their prerogative. It's what
Stacy Schaefer hates Vanna White. Let's put that out there. Stacy Schaefer hates Vanna White with a deep, dark passion.
Pat Sajak signed all three photos I sent him.
Pat Sajak's a dick. He's like the biggest conservative ever. But anyways, that's beside the point.
That's why I put that in there, is I knew I was going to get that response.
Evan, Pat Sajak. Boy, Pat Sajak, my... Never mind. Okay, so let's move on to Bloodspawn's question, the last question. We've spent a lot of time on these questions. Sorry, guys. Podcasts are going to run a little long, but you get to listen to our beautiful voices for longer, so lucky you. Bloodspawn asks, how do you decide what pictures to send? Assuming he's talking about like going through Google and finding photos to send to the celebrities. Personally, I always look for a photo with an open area, especially if like it's very centered on the left or right, like the person is on the left or right, and then there's a big open space on the other side. I'm like, ding, there it is. I sent to Tony Shalhoub this week, and I found a bunch of photos like that. Usually wallpaper photos are perfect because they have that open space where you're supposed to put your icons. If you use wallpaper photos, they usually have that big old space that people can use for autographs. Now, it's not guaranteed the celebrity's going to sign there, but that's what I look for. How about you, Stacy?
It just kind of depends on who I'm sending to and what they've done. A lot of stuff I'll look for. If it's a celebrity, movie-wise, I'll look for movie posters or scenes from movies. There are a couple of items I'll definitely look for there. Also, another thing I'll definitely look for is photos with other people. So it's something that you can get dual signed, triple signed, quad signed. I mean, if you take the time to look through Google, you can find. I mean, there's tons of this stuff out there. Cast photos.
All right, guys, we got cut off. Sorry, bad internet connection, but we're back, and we were talking about how do we decide what pictures we order to send off, and I've already answered it, really. Stacy, you go ahead and finish up what you were saying. You were talking about how sometimes you want cast photos and stuff. And...
Yeah, like I was saying, like I said, the big thing with me is just when I'm doing the picture searching is just trying to find something that down the road that I can get signed by somebody additional as well. Those are always nice pieces when you can get something dual signed or triple signed, like I said. And the only other thing I'll add that everybody knows that I like goodies. So when I'm sending to actresses or adult entertainers or whatever, I try to find some interesting photos. Nothing that's, I try to keep it where it's stuff I can still show on YouTube, on Facebook, but got to have some interesting photos to show off there as well. So.
And don't forget that our key question is, what is your single most desired autograph? So our key question is, what is your most single desired autograph? And yeah, I agree with you. The dual signs are just awesome. And the more you can get, the better they are. I have a few dual signed, a few triple signed. I've lost several dual and triple signs through TTMs. I lost, get this, guys, it makes me sick. I lost a Duke Snider, Johnny Padres, Carl Erskine, Joe Pignatano, Roger Craig. I think that may be it. Signed photo of Ebbets Field through a TTM. I was sending to Andy Pafko, and I thought Andy Pafko was getting some RTSs, but he RTSed every once in a while, so I didn't put a return address on it, so I never got it back, and it makes me sad. And I've lost several photos like that.
The infamous Roger Craig?
The infamous Roger Craig. I had a Roger Craig, but no more. I actually still do have a Roger Craig. He signed a card for me, too. But so, okay, yeah, we pretty much covered that question. I think it's time to get down to the discussion, the meat of the matter. And the discussion question for today is very interesting. It's how much is too much? And what I mean by that is how many requests are too many requests? How many items to get signed are too many items? When do you draw the line? Go ahead with your thoughts, Stacy.
You said meat.
I did say meat. Meat.
All right. Getting back to this, how much is too much? I'm kind of a bad person for this because I'll admit that I send stuff off to multiple people quite a bit. I mean, I try to keep it. I don't try to send more than twice in the same calendar year, unless it's something that I'm really going after. And usually with my stuff, like I said in those previous questions, I send normally only two or three items at one time, and then I'll come across a photo or something that I see in online that I want to get signed, so I'll send that off. A lot of times that is with people that I've talked to before or kept in contact with, so a lot of times it's not that big of an issue. Most of them don't have a huge issue with signing that stuff. Just my best suggestion would be just to not be sending 6, 7, 8 items at one time. If you want to get that many things signed, kind of break it up.
And, you know, people may be shocked to hear, like, who sends 7, 8, 9 things? You'd be surprised. There are a lot of people, especially people that collect, like, those baseball players from the 80s and stuff. I know Tennessee Valley does that, but he only sends 4 or 5, and that's probably the max. But there are people that collect those cards that say, oh, well, I have 10 cards to this guy. I might as well send all of them to him. That's just, I don't know, it's very greedy. Yes, we do get extra signed, me and Stacy do, and pretty much everybody else does. But we usually use those as trade bait, you know. So if you want to do a trade with somebody and you have an extra autograph laying around, you can do that. Or use them as just because is an autograph you throw in as kind of a favor to somebody, saying, hey, thanks for doing this trade. So yeah, it's an interesting topic. Definitely, I would say 3 or 4 would be the max. 5 if you have an excuse for 5. Kind of compounding on this subject. How do you get the person to sign those extra photos other than one? Do you lie to them? Do you say I have a brother? Do you say I have a sister? Or do you just say, hey, I'm an autograph collector, I'd like to have 3 of your autographs?
In my case, if it's anything more than 3 or 4 at one time, which I very rarely do, I'll explain in my letter why I'm doing it and ask them and I'll flat out say that it's completely up to them if they want to sign that many things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a while back, this has been several years ago, not several, probably 2 or 3 years maybe, but Steve Wiebe from the King of Kong movie that I've gotten to know him. I've met him before, but this is before I met him. I mean, we wrote email stuff back, and I sent him. He was in the, I think it was 2009. Alan Gentry had a card, and I got ended up buying like 15 or 16 of those cards. And I mean, I emailed him, and I even put it in the letter when I wrote him that I'm sending them. If you want to sign them all, you can sign them all. Sign what you want. Keep what you want. Just send back what you want to send back to me. In that case, I mean, if you go to the extra effort and not just expect them to do it,
mm-hmm.
and put some time in the letter, make a come up with some kind of legit reason why you want the stuff. Most of the time, I mean, you're gonna come across some people won't, but you never know. I mean, Steve signed all 15 or 16 of those cards and sent me additional stuff as well. So it's just, you just never know.
And that's a good point. You know, that's a lot of people do that. That's a really good technique to use if you have a lot of items that you want signed by somebody. Just because the items are laying around, they're not any good, just not signed, so you really want to get them signed. You can send all those items to that person and say, hey, you know, I have all these items sitting around. You can sign one, you can sign two, you can sign all of them if you want to. But if you don't want to send them all back to me, you can give some to other fans that, you know, write to you and stuff. So I know I've done that before. 9 times out of 10, they send all the stuff back signed. But it is a kind of a nice gesture for you, because if they do decide to keep the stuff, you're helping out other people who write to that person. So it's kind of, you know, recycling in the TTM world. Yeah, that is a very good technique. I totally forgot about that one. When it comes to what I was talking about, how do you explain when you want somebody to sign, like, even 3 or 4 items? I have used... will you sign this for my brother? Will you sign this for my sister? And then I don't give it to my brother or my sister. I have done that before, just because I needed an excuse to... I don't know. Some celebrities, it's kind of weird to ask for multiple autographs. But again, the reason I do it and the reason a lot of people do it is for trade bait. So if you have stuff there to send out to people you trade with. And yeah. I it's not a good thing. I don't recommend it, but I have done it before.
I'm sure everybody's done that before. My biggest thing is just don't burn bridges. I mean, yeah. it's not that hard for them to find out. I mean, I get successes back now from, granted, some of these people are people you guys don't know who are CEOs or who do video game stuff, and I'll get letter stuff back saying that they went to my website and saw the stuff, or good luck with the project I'm working on. So, I mean, they can... It's not that hard for them to find what you're doing with the stuff.
Especially me and you, because we're out in the public eye. I mean, my name's out there in the autograph world a lot, and yours is too now. We both are with Autograph Weekly. So I don't do that anymore. I don't say, hey, this is signed for my brother, because if they look up Zane Savage, the first thing that's going to pop up is, hey, he collects autographs. Yeah, I'm sure he's getting that for his brother. So be mindful of that stuff. I think you're right. Everybody's done it, but it's just one of those things. I think that pretty much covers our discussion topic. How much is too much? 3, 4. I think 4 is a good answer. The answer... What?
I will agree.
What was the, Hitchhiker's Guide? The answer is 49 or 47, or have you seen that?
Not in a long time. Are you talking about the movie?
Yeah, it's like the answer to the question is 47, or it's a number like that. I don't know. Anyways, move on.
I guess I should ask which version of the movie you're talking about, too.
I think it's the newer one. I'm not sure. Let's move on. We do have a giveaway winner from last week. We picked a winner. Guys, if you want to see the winner picked first before the podcast comes out on Friday, we do release a video showing the winner on Thursday. You can subscribe to us over at youtube.com/autographweekly, and we post those videos over there. So we actually show the process of the person winning. Anyways, this week, you guys get ready to be pumped, because I'm giving away something awesome. A Rod Carew signed card. I got a couple of them TTM through a private address maybe 6 months ago. Sooner than that, maybe 4 months ago. And it's awesome. So that's what's up for grabs. All you guys have to do is answer the key question for today, which is, I believe it was stuck on our podcast. We'll leave that part in, and they can go ahead and answer that. And if you want to answer that question, all you have to do is go to facebook.com/autographweekly and post on our wall. Again, guys, if you don't have Facebook, we've been getting a lot of complaints about, hey, I don't have Facebook, how do I enter the contest? If you don't have Facebook, last resort, email us at autographweekly@gmail.com. And you can enter that way also. So that covers everybody. Everybody should be able to enter. Just answer that question, and you will automatically be entered for the giveaway, which we'll announce next. The winner will announce next week. We're jumbled. We're going to move on to TTM of the week, and I have to say, I believe I'm still undefeated, my friend. Who won?
Yes, you are undefeated still. Kind of a bit of a surprise, I'll admit that. There was some controversy in the community last week, so a little bit surprised by the way this turned out. But once again, Zane Savage wins this with his pick of George Brett from TTM Prodigy. I believe it's 34. Is that correct?
That is. But, you know, I didn't think about this. It could have been rigged with fake accounts.
I don't think we need to go there.
I'm kidding. TTM Prodigy. That was just a joke. Nothing against you, dude. Okay. So who do we pick for this week? You go ahead and say. Tell everybody who you picked.
Well, I'm going to finish up the real quick here. He defeated Bloodspawn 80's Cameron Diaz. The vote was 15-9, so that was 63% to 38%. So congrats to TTM Prodigy 34 for the victory. And moving on to this week's, my nomination, continuing with the goodies concept, is the Autograph Network. Michael Rhodes got in Larry Flint this past week, signed, I believe, 2 out of the 3 photos that Mike sent. So very rare and pretty awesome success for Mike there. So that is my nomination. And what about you, Zane?
I have to agree. Larry Flint does have some nice boobies on him. You know, he's very spectacular, very nice rack. My pick is actually somebody that got this in today, B-Ball Champ 017, who got in Vince Carter, who you know, isn't a huge name anymore, but when I was growing up, when he was with the Raptors, I mean, he was the biggest name out there. He was supposed to be the next Jordan, so that's really cool to see him get that in, since Carter is a tough signer. So that is my pick. Guys, we want to remind you that next month we are going to be picking a TTMer of the month, so get psyched up for that. More information will be coming shortly. We'll talk about it next week, and we'll tell you who won. So,
I'm just going to do a quick follow-up on... Probably with this TTM of the week, some of our younger people might not know who Larry Flint is. So
he's got great breasts. That's all you need to know about. Larry Flint has great breasts.
Just put Larry Flint in Google and you'll figure out who he is and what he's.
I believe you just told. Wait. You just told our young kids to go look up pornography, Mr. Stacey Schaefer. Really, my friend? Okay, kids. Go
you
do
can
that.
Keep the safe, moderate thing on, and all they'll get is Wikipedia telling them who it is.
Yeah, just go to Wikipedia, kids. Just go do that. Wikipedia is probably safe. Just go to Wikipedia and type in Larry Flint. And if you see anything naughty, sue Stacy or something. I don't know if there's a legal thing.
Or go to IMDb and look up the movie The People versus Larry Flint as well.
Starring Woody Harrelson.
As well. But he has a pretty... key history and First Amendment rights and what on. So it was a pretty epic return. Not for everybody, but a pretty epic return nonetheless.
Well, I think we should wrap the show up. We've gone long enough. We've drawn this out a long time. This was by far our longest episode, and we didn't even have an interview or Beyond the Signature in this. So let's go ahead and wrap it.
But I told people to look at porn.
You did. You told people to look at porn, so that's...
Our numbers are going to zoom this week.
Well, anytime you say porn or boobies or anything like that, it skyrockets up in the sky. I don't know if it's you say it. I think it has to be pictures, but we may post a picture of me with... we may show you my boobies on the website this week.
Plus, you were pantless.
I am pantless right now, but that's because my belt was constricting me like a caterpillar. So, look forward to that topless photo of me on Autograph Weekly. I'll try to get that put together for you guys to boost
in
our
your
ratings.
Stormtrooper mask.
Possibly. That way it can't come back to bite me. I can say it's somebody else. all right, guys. Let's go ahead and wrap up the show. I'm Zane Savage.
And I'm Stacey Schaefer. As always, stay classy.
And you take care, all of you autograph addicts.
Thank you for listening to Autograph Weekly. Visit autographweekly.com for news, tips, and contact information.